there's been a small amount of criticism from a very few marginal citizens over the government's handling of the Katrina cleansing of New Orleans. Since the cleansing was so ethnic, we didn't want to give the appearance of biased compassion. True, if we would have spent the $208 million on flood control, we wouldn't have to spend the $26 billion now. But this is not a time for finger-pointing. This is a time for ignoring who allowed this to happen. And we do care about black people. It was terrible that some of the people couldn't get out. Didn't have cars. Fortunately, the Americans got out. And luckily, the National Guard was a quick 8,000-mile flight away, so they were able to return in time to shoot looters. With regard to rebuilding, the rules mandating 5% of contracts going to minorities were immediately waived, and presently, minority contracts stand at 2%. It is entirely appropriate for the president to support the minorities in this way, because that is the precise percentage of minorities who support the president. When America is under attack by the original terrorist, nature, we have to pull together and pull ourselves up by other people's bootstraps. The only thing worse than nature when you're in a war with her is nature lovers. They're almost race traitors. It's certainly treason. Anyone saying that we didn't prepare for Katrina is probably harboring her. You're either with us or you're with the hurricanes, which all come from Cuba anyway. And about the wholesale looting down there, you have to be understanding of the situation. Hey, let Halliburton be Halliburton. But we instituted a zero-tolerance policy on retail looting. If you're hungry, taking food is not the way to go. This is a civilized country. You will wait until the food trickles down. In a bold, visionary move to rebuild the Gulf Coast, we've cut $50 billion in services to the poor, suspended the prevailing wage, and put education money into school vouchers. The president's appeal to individuals to open their hearts and wallets after he closed the federal wallet on the levy strengthening might seem hypocritical, but people should do what they're good at. If you were good at hypocrisy, you'd concentrate on that. It's true that the president ordered the so-called corpses in New Orleans not to be photographed, just like the alleged body bags from the so-called war in Iraq. We don't do photographs. They depress people. We're not looking for a depression. That's a cynical Democrat ploy to hate America. Or anyway, Republicans. We're concentrating on the positive. We're going to build a bolder, brighter New Orleans with lots of white jazz bands. We hope to see you there. It'll be so much fun to enjoy America's culture without America's people underfoot. This is George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need your own.